Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Bailey Zimmerman's about to put out a full record, but Bailey stopped by just a few months after signing his record deal. This was the first interview he ever did. I didn't know that. Yeah. I was just like, I want to talk to this dude. And I remember when he left, I was like, that was a refreshing interview because he had never done anything. He was just in talking. He signed with Warner back in 2022, but you know, it was about TikTok at first, but the real TikTok story here isn't, hey, I gained a fan base and then quit. He was like, dang, I got one video that exploded. I'm quitting my job and we're just going to give it a run.
I'm out of here.
I can appreciate just that intensity of going, I'm putting it all right here. So Bailey Zimmerman, I mean, since then he's had two number ones, Fall in Love, and Rockin' a Hard Place. This, but we're caught in between a rock and a... Again, he's going to be on the radio show coming up, and we've gotten to know each other a little bit, but I just love this interview. The new album comes out May 12th called Religiously the Album. So here it is. A look back at the first time we met. Get to know a guy that is blowing up. Here is, from back in the day, Bailey Zimmerman.
When you were driving in, Bailey, one of the guys that works here was like, I think he's got like a monster truck.
I was going to bring it.
And then starts coming through, and I was like, well, it looks like a nice white SUV, but I don't see a... How big is the truck, this mysterious truck?
The mirror.
Get up on the microphone right there. Yeah, there
you go. The mirror is probably like 2 or 3 foot above my head.
The side mirror
yeah.
is?
Yeah. So if I'm standing up, it's probably, I mean, it's really tall.
I feel like it would need one of those helicopter rope ladders to get up in. Does it have a ladder that comes out, or you just pull yourself up every time?
No, well, I've been really working on getting steps for it that come down, but they're not in yet, so it's a struggle. I don't drive it very much because it...
Oh, you don't?
So no.
You climb up, you jump? Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, you use the tire.
So, okay, talk to me, because I don't know much about cars, but is it an old truck? Is it a new truck?
Yep, new one. Yep.
And you got it jacked that high?
Yeah, I've always wanted to do it. And
I mean,
then,
I agree. If you want to do it, do it. So it's so big. I think if I had spent all this money and time, I would only want to drive it. But I mean, guess
you do.
Sucks. Guess
no,
sucks.
You want to drive it. But then when you get home and there's like a paint chip here, or there's like a crack somewhere, you're like, I'm not driving this anymore.
What about parking spots? I feel like that would be tough.
Not bad. No, it's really not.
It's just tall. Not fat. You have a picture of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'm picturing like a Bigfoot, like literal Bigfoot. Oh, that thing's huge.
It's pretty big.
Are those pink wheels?
No.
No, gold? It's just
yeah,
just
it's all gold.
So, okay, let me ask a couple questions here then. How long you had the truck?
About a year, okay. Probably.
How long did it take to finish, and are you the one that specialized?
I customized it all. Yeah. I didn't do the work.
Yeah, yeah, so, but I'm saying, is, but you, from the beginning, you said, I want this done, this done, this
yeah.
done.
Yeah, I picked
how
every
How long did
color.
That take to do?
Well, I've built this truck in my head for years, I'm like, man, if I get enough money, I'm going to build a truck like this. So I've had every color picked out for like 5 years. So it took like 6 months to build it, though.
And are you impatiently waiting the whole time? Like, come on, come on, come on.
As I've grown older, I used to be really impatient with things, and now I'm just like, yeah, it'll get even done when it's done.
Because I get impatient if I buy a pair of shoes online, and I'm like, all right, is it here today?
Yeah.
If you just spent 6 months building a truck, I'd have been so ready to drive that thing immediately.
Well, oh, I was. Every day I was like, man, I wish my truck was done. But you go through and you get calls, like, you'll have like two calls a week, hey, man, this happened, we gotta switch this, or, you know. So after like four times of that happening, you're just like, you know what, just... I'm going to stress myself out.
And now people know it's, that truck is so known. I would assume a lot of people would even know it's you because of your social media presence. I'd be where people follow me home.
We did have people follow us to Red Lobster the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I'd be worried about. They would know. And that's why I never got a personalized license plate, because I don't want someone that would be like, I hate that guy, key in my car.
Yeah.
Or just people like, oh, big shot. Not you, but me. But, oh, look at him driving that. Let's go hassle him a little bit.
Yeah, I've kind of just always had big trucks, so I just thought, it's part of my brand, and I've always had big trucks, so
pretty cool,
surely
man.
Nobody.
Well, how much cost to fill up, gas-wise?
$100, but it only gets me like 120 miles.
I was going to say, $100 isn't bad for a truck,
no.
But when it only drives down the road, that's pretty good.
You can go to Walmart and back.
Oh, man, it's good to see you, good to talk to you. When I leave the radio station on Music Row, because we'll work out of here some, we'll work out of there some, but when I leave, I see your face on the big sign.
Yeah.
I'm driving out, and I was like, oh, I wonder what's up with this kid. And so I just started researching it a little bit. First, congratulations, because, you know, I'll look occasionally and look at just consumption.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really care that much about what gets put on the radio, because I'm on a whole bunch of stations, so I don't really look. I shouldn't say care. I don't really look and try to affect radio stations. But I will look and see, you know, who's streaming a lot, who's getting played a lot that's new. You're killing it, man.
Thanks, man.
Really cool. Like, and to be honest with you, I did to you what people do to me when they don't know who I am, and most people don't. But they'll go, my name will get spelled B-O-B-B-I. I have a unisex name. They'll think I'm a girl.
Yep, same.
And I was like, Bailey. I was like, man, she must be killing it. And then I realized, oh, that's him.
Yeah.
So with a unisex name, do you ever get that?
Oh, my whole life. I used to hate it so much. I was like, Mom, why did you name me Bailey? You know, why would you name me a girl's name? But as I've grown older, I'm like, you know what? I've never met another dude named Bailey, so I'm at peace with it now. But oh yeah, my whole life it was like Bailey Lynn too. My middle name is Lynn.
You're doubling up the girl name.
I'm doubling up.
I doubled up. I like it. What are you attributing? Because obviously you have a big social media presence, but what I read though was you didn't start off doing music on any sort of social media, like even TikTok, you were just showing off trucks. You're just like, so let's go back then before music. You said, I'm going to get on. And did you plan to just do it for like your small circle? Or did you go, I think truck people will follow me. I'm going to create a brand here.
So there's this girl in my hometown, it was Walmart, and she was a cashier. And she was like, I was flirting with her. And I was like, I'm going to catch you on TikTok, because I had posted one video and it did just a couple thousand. And she was like, you'll never hit 10,000 followers on TikTok. So I just kind of got it in me. I was like, well, I'm going to do that. So I built this truck. I started just filming it and stuff and putting sounds behind it. And then ended up getting a lot of traction. And then I got hooked on truck shows. So then I started
taking that truck.
From just like building trucks and posting it, it's like, oh, I think I'm going to start going to these shows and maybe get some, you know, try to win trophies. And I got hooked on that in 2019 and then just kept doing my truck stuff. And then one day I had never sang before and I was wanting to get out of the pipeline industry just because of not seeing family and being gone so much. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to start building trucks as a profession. Not only am I going to post them, but I'm going to build other people's trucks. So me and my brother John started doing that. And like 3 days into business, I tried singing just in the shop. And this dude named Gavin Lucas from the same town I'm in was like, hey, man, I think you've got a cool voice. And I write songs. I can play guitar. Would you ever just want to hang sometime? And I was like, yeah, man, I'll hang sometime. I've never really watched anybody play guitar and sing at the same time.
That's how it started?
That's how this whole thing started, yeah.
Dear God, I've never heard of a more random, cooler, oops, but awesome story.
It was very random. We like jammed like 3 times, and I was just so in awe of him playing guitar and singing at the same time. He's like writing, this guy can write songs. So one night we were hanging, and he said, hey, man, tonight we should try to, like, really write a song and see if we can write songs. So that was my first single, Never Coming Home. That night we wrote the first verse, and mind you, this is, like, a week into hanging with Gavin. And we wrote the first verse and then posted it on TikTok that night at, like, 2 a.m., and I woke up, and I, like, kid you not, I woke up, had almost 2 million views, a crazy amount of comments. I called my union that I was in, that I pipelined with, quit.
After one video and the next morning.
Yeah.
And you were already looking to get out, but listen, when there's not a paycheck coming.
Yeah. Yeah, we were laid off at the time and...
Got it.
I just felt like, man, if I'm going to chase something, this is definitely something to chase. You know, you might as well try it.
But what's funny is you're like, if I'm going to chase something, I guess it's this thing that just randomly popped up a couple of days ago. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, man, my mom.
Did you never sing as a kid?
My mom would always, like, tell me in the truck, like, oh, you should sing. I used to be able to sing before I started smoking cigarettes. I used to be able to sing and stuff. And I just always blew it off because that's my mom, you know. So I always just blew it off. And then over my life, I've had, like, three people tell me, man, I think you could sing. But
did you ever sing where people could actually hear you?
No. It all started, like, 2 years from now, or 2 years back from now. I, like, sang one day, and then after that, I had, like, three people tell me, and then
sing
the video.
Sing where?
Just random, like, a random place. I think it was up at the courts in Flora, Illinois, like the basketball courts.
Yeah, so what do you mean? Yeah. You're just, like, just right here, me and you, and you're like, you are my sunshine.
Yeah, it was
they're
Hurricane.
Like, they're like, wow. You sang Luke Combs Hurricane.
Yeah, Luke Combs Hurricane. This kid named Trey Zudi was just jamming on a guitar, and I was real bored, and you always just went up to the basketball courts to hang out, and he was, like, jamming on the guitar, and I was like, I'll try to sing. And then I tried, and then I tried again, and then that video, I like was like, you know what? I'm just going to try it. Like, what could it hurt if I tried singing?
That's crazy. You're like a kid who's walking by a ball field, and you're like, oh, man, there's a ball laying down there. Let me just grab it. Oh, you have a glove on over there? Am I supposed to throw it to you? Yeah. Pow! 102-mile-an-hour fastball. And you're like, wow. So if I'm rewinding before the music stuff, because I'm so interested in your passion of cars, trucks, building.
Mm-hmm.
When you said to me, when I got some money, I built a truck, I figured it was when you got some money from either stuff on social media, signing a deal. But it was when you got some money, you saved up money from, like, working a real job.
So when I got some money, I built my big truck. The one truck, I had no money. Dude, 2 years ago, I couldn't, like, afford my truck payment. I had no money. I was living with my mom, which I love my mom. But I was, like, 20, almost 21, living with my mom. And I'm like, man, what am I going to do with my life? And pipeline's not working out. So I had no money. So I just budget built this truck. It was painted. It wasn't
so
even.
That truck you're talking about, that's the budget mm-hmm. truck you built. This is the truck you built when you're like, okay, I have some money for being creative.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I thought, man, what if I just build the biggest truck, the biggest half-ton truck in America? What if I just build it and then I try to brand me? Because my music isn't very party. It's like super sad and feelings and like, you know, what I'm feeling. So I thought, man, but I do want people to like know that I have a good time too.
You don't want to be the sad guy?
Yeah, like I'm not always just this sad, really depressed dude in my house. You know, I do have fun. And so I thought, man, I'll build this huge truck and take it to truck shows and maybe I can get my fans to come to these shows and see me that way as well.
That's pretty cool. I'm kind of in awe of this story. And I've heard all the stories. I've never heard one quite like this. This is really cool. And you're young, 22, 23?
22.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you're living with your mom at 20. You have no aspirations to be a performer.
Yeah.
It's not that you didn't want to. You just didn't even know that was the thing, right?
Well, I was living in an 800-person town. You know, nobody ever makes it out of there. So I thought, I mean, I'm in competition with a billion people that are all trying to do the same thing.
Where'd you live?
Louisville, Illinois.
Where in the state? Like up there?
Very southern.
Okay.
So very southern, close to like Mount Vernon, Effingham, 2 hours from Champaign.
Yeah, three towns that... I don't even know where they are, I'll be honest with you. And I tore a lot, but it's tough. So if very, like the bottom little tip thing there.
Yep. So if you go up to Champaign or Peoria, we're like two
I know
and
Peoria.
Half, yeah, yeah, 3 hours from Peoria South.
The Cubs minor league teams in Peoria. Mm-hmm. So. Yep. Okay, so you graduate high school?
Yep, graduated high school.
You finished high school. What kind of student were you?
Terrible. Hated school. I failed math.
But which version of math? There's a lot of math.
It was algebra
too. Algebra, yeah. If you're talking algebra, I'm not going to be like, I can't believe. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it algebra was sucks. So lame.
So, you graduated high school, and Does your truck fascination just generally come from your dad, you think?
It comes from a dude in my town named Wade Prather. I saw his huge truck when I was 12, 13, going to school every day. I just thought, man, one day if I can make some money and be able to build that, I would do that. So I think that's where it all comes from.
Your dad's a truck driver? Was a truck driver?
Yeah, he hauled cars and stuff.
So did you learn about trucks and actually the functionality of them and how they work and how to fix it from your dad at all?
Yeah, working on motors. Okay. So it all started really with just like anything with a motor. I loved going fast. So I raced a lot of outdoor motocross, you know, from like 14 to 19 and 20. And dad and John always built race cars and dirt cars and trucks, whatever they could build. If they could like work on it, they
would.
In
your yard, something was being worked on or built.
There was chassis and motors.
So that's the early fascination to me. Even if you don't know you're fascinated, you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just because you're around it, your mm-hmm. dad's around it. But then you go next level and you see somebody with a freaking awesome truck.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know how to do this, but that's what I want.
Yeah.
So did you ever think about racing? Like would that as being a career?
I wanted to so bad. I really did. I love, you know, racing outdoors and I always did love it, but kind of the same thing. That's even a harder just industry to get into. You got to be a top five contender to even make a living doing
it. I hear you saying that, honest to God. I do, and I respect that. But what you're doing right now is just as weird and odd and hard.
Oh, yeah.
And lightning in a bottle and all. So when you're like, man, I don't know about. What do you do? You can do anything, apparently. You're nailing it. You can be an astronaut. Just go do it.
Yeah, hey, I tell people that. From the last 2 years, I truly believe a person can do anything and they ever want to do. And they're like, there's nothing is impossible. You can do anything. I just wasn't very fast on a dirt bike.
Is it still weird to you what's happening to you right now?
Every day. Every day I wake up and I like call my mom and I'm like, hey, Bobby Bones just asked me to come be on a show.
I'm blown away that you're so normal. I'll be honest with you. I thought you're 22, you're killing it right now. Sometimes you may not even know how much you're killing it, but you're killing it. The town's talking about you, your style. And I'm like, oh, this guy's not a douche. Because just the nature of this town... There's a good amount of douchebags because,
yes,
creative. And even if I think you're a douche, somebody else may not. But there's just enough. There's enough to always. And you're not. You're just a dude. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's so refreshing. You're just a dude. And so, but I mean that in the best way of.
Yeah.
You know what you care about. You know, and you understand what's just happened to you and how crazy it is. And you're still going full speed ahead at it. And like you're dedicated and you're attacking this thing. And that is really freaking cool.
Yeah. I just, you got to man, like a year and a half ago, I know where it's at. I know where being at the bottom is. I know how it feels to have nothing and feel like you just have literally nothing. And now that I know, you know, in all honesty, how it is to be, you know, going towards the top or going and doing great things. So every day I wake up, I thank God for just letting me be here.
What's your mom say?
She's always just like, no freaking way. That's crazy, you know? And she's like, this is just insane. And she'll like talk to herself. I'm like, this is just crazy. You know, so mom is like, I love talking to her about things. Cause she has no clue what's going on as, you know, just as much as I do. And I'll just be like, yo, I think I'm like flying on a private jet. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah. Like, how crazy is that, man? I just sit back and I just smile. And I'm just like, this is insane.
Have you done a lot of interviews?
No, you're one of the very first. I don't think I've ever done an interview like this.
Are you serious?
I've never done anything like this.
Don't change. And it's going to be hard for you not to change because you get so jaded and also you'll get your label people and they'll do a good job for the most part. You're at a good place.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good place. You're at Warner, right?
Yeah.
You're at Warner. That's a good group. And so you already know how to talk. And some people who are great off mic come in and they aren't sure how to talk. But what you're doing is you're taking what out there and you're just bringing it in here. Like, that's the key.
Yeah,
that's
I'm just key. Talking to
that's
you.
It. That's just it. That's what I say. Never change.
Yeah.
So you're freaking out. Your mom's freaking out. Everything's. But I want to go back to you load the video up. You singing. You wake up. You got a couple million views. You decide you're going to tell the union you're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then what do you do next? Do you go, all right, it's time to sing on TikTok?
So literally what I did next was, so I called the union, quit. And they were like, wait, you just want to like get off the list? I'm like, no, cut my card up. I'm done. And they were like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to try to be a country singer because, like, might as well try, you know? And so I called Gavin because I called him at 2 a.m. And I said, hey, do you care if I post this video? And he said, no, man, hell, if it gets some views, why don't we try to cut it or however you do that? I don't even know how that works, you know? So I called him and I said, dude, have you seen TikTok? And he's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, dude, go look at TikTok. And he looked and he's like, dude, so what do we do now? And I'm like, well, we got to figure out how to record it. We got to figure out how that works. Like, I don't know how it works. And he said, all right, man, I'll take off of work today. You take off too. And I said, nah, dude, I already quit. And he's like, you quit your job? And I'm like, dude, no, I'm for real, Gavin. Like, I'm coming over to your apartment in the next year. You're going to quit your job. I already quit my job. So you're going to quit your job. You're going to be a writer. I'm going to be an artist. We're going to do this. So we got over there and we searched up recording studios because I always thought you had to have a personal studio to start off music.
Well, and that's what it looks like on TV anyway, mm-hmm. is that they have to go into a building in a room where all the big board is, yep. and the microphone. I thought the same thing. Yep. But then you quickly learn what?
That it's just a lot of home studios. And I thought you legit, I had to go buy speakers. I had to go buy all this gear. I had to like produce my own stuff. So when I learned that you didn't have to do that, I was like, okay, this is way easier. This is a lot easier than I think it is. So we went to Nashville, cut the song.
What's the drive to Nashville?
4 hours.
Okay, so not that bad.
But we were doing it like 2 or 3 times a week, me and Gav.
When you cut a song, you drove to Nashville. Did you find somebody here with a home studio?
Yes, okay. Sean Rogers had a home studio. And I randomly, it's the weirdest thing. I randomly got hooked up with him from a dude that I hadn't, this dude in my hometown of 800 people randomly knew that I was looking for a producer. And I had not told anybody about this. I had not talked to anybody but my mom.
Wait, how would he know then?
No clue. Still to this day, have no clue how any of it got. He just randomly called me and said, hey, man, my name's Richie. And for some reason, I just got your number from somebody. Do you need a producer? And I was like, why do you know that? I've literally not told anybody. And he was like, I don't know, but I just got your number and I just knew to call you. And I was like, yeah, I need a producer. And he was like, well, Sean Rogers does an artist from back home named Dylan Wolf. He produces him. And would you want to go produce with him? I'm like, I'll take whatever I can right now, you know? So it was really wild. I had like $1,500. Me and Gav threw $1,500 and $1,500 to get the song produced. And we were like, man, do you think we'll make our money back? Like, I don't have no more money. And so
you take the song though. Do you load it up on the digital DSPs?
DistroKid.
Okay. So yes. You put it there and then it goes up. Now that's the song you did on TikTok at first.
Mm-hmm.
So then how do you get back on TikTok and go, we just loaded it up? Or did you, like, how do you let that crew? Cause how many followers do you have now at this point because of that song?
I went from 67,000 that night. And then when I woke up the next morning, I had 140,000. So
you went from the truck fan, the people that were fans of your work, and trucks, and you doubled up in one night. And so now you have all these music folks too who like your music.
Yeah.
So how do you let them know?
I just started doing TikToks. I was just like, hey y'all, thank you so much for the support on this song. I'm going to try to get it out. I really don't know how we do that yet, but I'm trying to figure it out. So just bear with me. And I was super just transparent with them. And I just told them how I was learning, how songs were made and this and that. And then I just told them, hey, I uploaded it and now it's going to be released this day. You guys can stream it this day.
Yep. And were you surprised, relieved? Which when it started to really get some traction in that space then and on the, you know, getting streams?
So when it started like streaming really well, we hit 1 million on Apple, and I called Gav and mom into the room and I'm like, is this good? Like, is 1 million, I think it was 1 million streams first week on Apple. And yeah. I was like, is this good? How do I gauge this? Like, are we doing good? Is it not making enough money? I had no idea. I had no idea what anything was. I thought my management before I signed with them was a label.
Oh, no, that's common.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Label, management, agents, all that crap to me when I started too. I was like, wait, I thought, what do you do?
Yeah, you're telling me I can have a manager and a label at the same time?
And you're telling me I got to pay a manager and an agent? But I feel like it's the same crap.
I feel like I'm paying
them. Yes, same thing. Yeah. So you are, when did you get managed? When did they come into the picture? Did they message you from seeing you blow up online?
Yeah, so Scott Frazier hit me on Instagram and for some reason, I responded. I would have never responded because it was this long, huge message with this weird-looking guy with a bow tie on and this profile picture. And I just thought, man, this guy looks like a weirdo, but something is telling me I need to like talk to him. So I called him and I'm running through the airport and we just had the best conversation. And he introduced me to Chief Saruk and Simon Tickman of the Core Entertainment. And that was, I had already had a meeting with Warner, with Chris Lacey, and I didn't know even what it was. I didn't know what I was at this building just talking to a bunch of random people about music. And then a month later, I told them all about it. And they were like, wait a second, you've been talking to Chris and you've been doing this. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, we need to manage you. So they like signed me. And then about, that was 2 months after Never Coming Home came out. And then I think I signed my deals like a month and a half after that, or 2 months.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
Mike, can you play some of Never Coming Home?
And I got you blowing up my phone, cause you don't wanna be alone. Close that door on me and I ain't never coming home. Oh no, I ain't never coming home. I've said goodbye.
So what is the label when they meet with you and they say, hey, we'd love to have you, love to sign you? What's their pitch to you as to why they'd be the right one?
So when I got with Warner, when I met with Warner for the first time, it wasn't, the first question was, do you know why you're here? And I was like, no clue. I'm going to be fully transparent with y'all. I have no idea who you are, I don't know what this building is. And they were like, well, we're Warner Nashville. We're a record label, this and that. And I was like, okay. And then honestly, it was just a really good conversation. I just really got to know Chris. I really got to know Rohan.
How'd you get down there though? Who told you to come to that building and what did they tell you was going to happen there?
Rohan Coley is an A&R from Warner, and he just messaged me on Instagram And he just was like, hey, man, would you want to come have a meeting? And I said, sure. I just love Nashville. So I was like, anything to get me to Nashville.
So you drove down to have the meeting with some people. You had no idea what they did.
Yep. Ate pharmacy burgers in front of that was when COVID was really, really, you know, popping, and outside with masks, eating burgers and stuff. And we didn't even talk about deals or nothing. We didn't talk about anything like that.
Tell them that your life goals were?
I just told them, I said, I don't know what's going on, but moral of the story is I've got a vision for this. I think I know what music I want to sing, and I know how I want to do it, and I know who I want to be. So there you go. That's what I am. I don't know. I've not written any more songs. I don't know how to play guitar. I can't do this and I can't do that, but I know I've got a vision for what I'm doing, and social media is working. So I'm just going to keep doing that.
So you left the meeting. What was like the general feeling? Was it, hey, we'll talk more, we would love to have you, go think about it, we don't like you? Like, what did they make you feel like?
Chris made me feel super, like, at home. I felt super, like, very comfortable in the situation just with the people. I got to know Chris and Rohan really well just sitting there, and it was more like, hey, we're going to keep watching what you're doing. We're really excited about you. And I'm like, hey, I'm just grateful to be here, so thanks for having me. You know?
And they paid for the burgers, so let's
go. They paid for the burgers.
And I'll backtrack in a second, but I'm even looking at your dates here, because you're going to be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, on this eight shows, and half of them are already sold out, maybe more than that at this point. Have you played a show yet for more than 100 people?
Yeah, we've been playing some really crazy shows. That's another thing.
Can you sell more than 100 tickets? Don't be confused by that, because I know you can. But I'm saying, when did you start to actually, they make you, okay, go in front of this many people, you've never done it before, but go sing in front of folks. When did that happen?
So my very first show, I had a writer's round in Nashville at Live Oak, and it was just a little acoustic thing, and I wasn't really nervous. I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Let's see how this goes. And then the next show I did was Luke Combs' Rock the South. I opened for Luke, and it was – I've watched rock stars. So I grew up on rock. I grew up 8 years old. I went to a Tesla Pop Evil concert, and
so you're like 70s, like 60s and 70s rock. You say that.
Yeah, just, man.
That's classic rock stuff.
Yeah. But more into like the 90s stuff too, like the, you know, Saving Abel and, you know, Nickelback and Hinder.
So straight ahead rock, not even 90s alternative, like you're straight ahead modern rock 90s.
Yeah, I grew up just on a lot of rock.
Got it.
Anything with big guitars, you know, Kid Rock, Sheryl Crow, any of that stuff. And so I started going to shows when I was like 8 or 10. And when I went out to play Rock the South, I just was like, all right, I'm just going to do what I've seen other people do. So, like, very first thing, I'm running all the way down the catwalk. I'm just going to sprint as fast as I can, and that'll get people's attention maybe. So, literally, very first thing was just, like, sprinted. And I've not stopped. Every catwalk I've ever done, I just go, and I just balls the walls all the way down, and then I just sit there and look. But playing these shows for more than 100 people is insane. It's like truly something that I've never experienced in my whole life.
No, truly.
Yeah.
Truly. You didn't even do high school, but like talent shows, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, oh, I can sing. Well, go play for 1,000 people, 5,000 people. You're like, I mean, that's baptism by fire.
Yeah.
Did you have fun doing it?
Oh, a blast. I learned that to sing, you have to breathe. I got off of Rock the South stage and I said, man, I just don't feel good. I just don't feel good. I can't breathe. I don't feel good. And then I ended up like zonking in the camper. I just passed out in the camper. So it was insanely fun. Insanely fun. Like my body has never felt that. Like just, I can run as much as I want. Nobody's going to tell me to shut up. I can scream as loud as I want. And after that, I was like, I definitely want to do this more, but let's figure out how to breathe. Let's get in shape. Let's get some cardio going.
And it's really a thing.
Yeah.
And if you don't breathe right, especially if you have songs that are, even the song we just played there, if there's a lot of singing, you have to really measure where you're going to breathe or you miss it and you don't get back to it until later. And then you're all the way out of breath. Then you're catching up the whole time.
God awful.
Yeah. So have you kind of figured out basically, you know, when you have a second, take a breath?
Yeah. Well, the show since then has progressed a lot. You know, we've got like a break where I introduce the band and it gives me just a second to like get my heart rate down, get my breathing. But when you miss a breath,
it's hard to catch it.
you're not mm-hmm. getting it back. There's no way, because your next breath is going to be a shorter than what it was supposed to be. Terrible.
And really wordy songs, and you know, and also do a lot of stand up, and so really wordy situations, you have to hit your exact points, or again, you miss it. And when you do finally get your second point, you're trying to make up for the first one. Yep. You're never caught up.
No.
But it's fun that you've got a band break because you learn quick.
Yep.
You learn quick.
Yep. Yeah. One night I just went, boys, this ain't gonna work. I gotta have something to breathe because that last show was pretty rough. I need something to get me through this second half. And I've learned, I went from playing 25 minutes with Luke at Rock the South to now I can play hour half shows, whatever, in a year. And like, if you'd have told me, you know, 21-year-old me playing that show that's like dying in the camper, like, hey man, in a year you're gonna be just fine though, watch, I would have been like, you're a liar. So I've learned a lot.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com.
Tecovas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
Listening to your music, like Rock and a Hard Place, that's like my vibe musically.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you know, you go, you know, I sing all these slow songs, but that, like, songs that I can hear the words, I can feel the words, I don't need a bunch of tempo. Like, that's my vibe. And even musonically, even musically, like what you have going personally for me, like, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I have to love something to know why it's good, but like, I really love how you're doing it. I want to play Rock and a Hard Place right now.
Is this where it mends or it breaks between a rock and a hard place?
Have you gotten to be a better singer now? Because you have to sing a lot more, so you got to take care of it, but also like tricks, and you're working on a muscle. Are you getting better?
Insanely better. Going, looking back at like demos from last year to now, I'm like, yeah, we got to recut those vocals. I've been in a lot of vocal lessons. I did go through some voice stuff right off the bat. I was smoking a lot, because I used to smoke vape, and I smoking a lot and singing every single day. I was going out and having drinks just because I was 21, and I learned very quickly that you can't do that. It's not just this like infamous thing that just has power all the time. It's a muscle, and you have to work it. So I've went through the last year has been a very informational year. I've learned so much just about how the voice works, things to preserve the voice, things to do after a show, before a show. So
you've had to cram. That's a great word for it. You've had to cram it all that people learn at 8 all the way till now for a normal person who grows up singing.
Mm-hmm.
You had to cram that all in 1 year.
Yeah.
Like all of it, the physical part of it, the mental part of it, the take care of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a crash course.
Yeah.
You feel healthy right now?
Super healthy. I'm like the healthiest I've been in a long time. I've been singing a lot here recently, and every day I'll call Chief and I'll go, dude, just cut another song, and I feel amazing, man. Like I can't express how amazing I feel, you know. And that just comes with the cardio and working hard, you know. So
do you get nervous when tickets go on sale that people are going to buy tickets, or did you not think about it at all?
No, I didn't. Complete transparency, I didn't even know that what the dates were yet. I didn't know like the routing or what was happening with the tour. And then Scott called me and said, hey, tickets went on 25 minutes ago and you just sold out 6 of the 8 venues. And I'm like, well, that's good. That'll work. Let's go.
That's good.
That's good. Awesome. Sold out is always good. So
the stress didn't even get to you because you were still learning and you didn't know what you didn't learn yet.
Yeah. Being just thrown in the fire is honestly the best. It's like, can you swim? I don't know. Let me jump in and see. So, because then you're not so focused on the little things. You're more focused on let's keep living every day and let's make sure we're progressing.
And also what I like what's happening too. If you don't know the rules, you don't always follow the rules. And sometimes you can create your own rules. And I've been able to do that in my career a bit where I would just be a dummy at something and be like, I'm just going to attack it if it's writing a book or doing stand up. And people are like, well, you're not supposed to write it like that.
I'm
like, well, I don't know how to write it. So I did it my own way. And so when it finally comes to life, people are like, oh, this is different. And I'm like, oh, you're saying it's different. They said it was wrong, but it is different because I didn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it becomes kind of a standard. And I can see that happening with you a bit where you didn't know, but that's a strength for you because you created your own lane.
Yeah.
And so that's exciting as an artist when you don't know all the rules because you can create your own.
Yeah.
And with all these other Nashville folks, producers, writers, they want you to be around them, I'm assuming. Like, hey, get with this writer. Get with is that happening to you now where they're trying to put you places? Any of these rooms you walk into and you're like, dang, you've written all these songs and you're gonna write with me? Does that happen at all? Or is it all still a lot of your crew that you started with?
I write with, of course, Gavin every single day. I write with
him. It's awesome,
all day
too,
day.
That you guys are still like, that's your dude.
Yeah, I told him from day one, I will never, like, yo, if we start this, it's like in it to win it. I don't
care.
When
did he quit his job, though? That's the question. How long?
Probably 6 months ago now. Yep. He was so nervous. He was like, man, like, oh, I don't know if I should quit. I don't know if I should quit. And I'm like, dude, I can promise you I'm going to work really hard to make us both successful. Just trust me.
Does he go on? Does he play your shows with you? Live shows?
He doesn't play them with me, but he goes and he'll just watch. He just loves watching. He's like, dude, can you believe that this is what we're doing now instead of working?
So is he signed a publishing deal?
Yeah, he just signed with Warner Chappell.
Okay, so he's writing songs with you and with other folks?
Yeah, I bring him. I told him. That's what I told him too. I said, I will never not bring you to a write. You are always invited to a write. Whatever write. I don't care if it's the biggest write in the world, you know. So I bring him to every write because We grew up together. He knows exactly who I am, how I like my songs to be, so he can kind of help guide the train in the room.
Has he gotten to be a better guitar player since he's around a lot of players all the time?
Oh yeah, we both have. I mean,
so you play now?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I can. I played Fall in Love on guitar the other day. I was very proud of myself.
So when did you pick it up, and how long did it take you before your fingers stopped hurting?
Yeah,
and you could do more than GCD.
I just honestly going into all the rights, man, I watched just every guitar player, I'd be like, man, that's a cool chord. So I would watch every time he would go to play that in progression. I'd be like, where's his fingers? So then I would go home and I would just find it. And then I would do different variations of that chord to see if I can.
You would experiment yourself without even knowing what it was?
Just same thing with just not knowing the rules.
Yeah.
You know, and even to this day, everybody's like, hey, why don't you think about guitar lessons? I'm like, you know what? No, man, I've been doing everything my whole life, whether it came to pipeline or building trucks or this and that. I just did it my way because I didn't know how to do it. So I'm just going to keep doing it my way, and I'm going to figure it out on my own.
Do you feel pretty confident playing in front of folks now with the guitar?
Not on stage yet, but playing guitar, if they're like, hey, can you play us a song? I'm like, yeah, I can play you a song. You know, I can make you think I can play guitar.
That's what I do too.
Yep.
Like I have people that are really good. But yep. Like I'm going to do the Bluebird on Sunday night because I have a couple theater shows in town that I'm doing. And so I just need to get on stage a couple times because a lot of my stuff's comedy. And, you know, you can practice a song, but if I don't tell jokes in front of people, I don't know if they're funny.
Yep.
Because I can go like, I wrote this, it's freaking funny. But if I don't put it out in front of people and hear back, I never really know. So I'm going to go play the Bluebird. I'm going to do it by myself. But like you, I got to really pick the songs that I'm really comfortable with.
Yep.
Because unless I got my people around me, I'm very selective about what songs I'm going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So same to where it's like, I could fool you.
Yeah.
If you need 12 minutes, I could fool you. You'll be like, that guy is awesome.
Yeah, that guy can play guitar.
He can definitely. Or if you need a clip on Instagram, no problem. I can do that.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or you like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
So you're playing guitar. Are you getting the free stuff now? Or like, are music companies reaching out, guitar companies, anything going, hey, we want to put this, you know, on your Instagram or your TikTok and yeah. or take it on stage. Any of that happening?
I've been telling Scott and them, I'm like, honestly, I want a Gibson deal. Ever since I've watched the Foo Fighters live, Dave Grohl's always had a light blue Gibson, whatever that is. It's some guitar. But I've always been a fan of the Les Pauls. So Les Pauls, J45s, whatever. So I'm like, yo, if I could have any guitars, it would be Gibson for sure.
Big Foo Fighter fan?
Huge, massive Foo Fighters fan.
I've seen him 9 times.
Dave Grohl is just a different energy. Honestly, it's if I went to a show,
it's an energy. It's an exact energy that nobody else has. Yeah. Dave Grohl live.
Yep. When I watch that, I go, I want to be him. I want to be Vince Neil. I want to be these rock stars.
Crazy you're going Motley Crue too.
Oh, I watch The Dirt every single night all the way through. I never not finish it.
Not every single night.
Shut up. I swear, for the last...
It's good.
3.5 months.
Yeah.
I've just manifested that. I want to...
What about that, though?
Not like the crazy party, like drugs and stuff, mm-hmm. but just the way they live life. I want to just do what I want. I've always had that mentality of my whole life. Don't tell me what to do. I just want to do what I want. I just want to be able to live.
Let's do this. 5 singers, frontmen.
Okay.
And that could be 2 you may move off of. Who are the 5 frontmen that you've watched as a kid? And you're like, I want to be them. And now you're actually going, I always wanted to be them, but I didn't really know. But now I do really want to be them as mm-hmm. I do this. Who is it that's inspiring you?
Vince Neil, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, Jeff Keith from Tesla.
No Girl.
Chris Cornell.
Okay.
Chris Cornell, we were watching him last night, and he was different, man. Chris Cornell was different. Scott Stapp is badass. Scott's badass. Any of them old rockers, man, they just all knew how to just
Have you met
rock.
Scott?
No.
Stapp?
Nope. Not yet.
We've had him here before.
He follows me on TikTok.
He does?
He does follow me on TikTok. So.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome. I was a huge Creed guy.
Oh. When you are with me.
Yeah,
it
is.
Yes, dude.
Awesome.
Amazing.
I went to a Creed show. I'm from Arkansas, a real small town in Arkansas. About 800 people like you, grew up in a mm-hmm. town like you, same size, and drove to Little Rock to watch Creed in an arena. And I was a teenager, but I was working in radio, and I went back, and Scott Stapp was walking around, and you know, they were massive at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like, where's the ping pong table? And I was like, I was next to the ping pong table. I don't know how to play ping pong.
Yeah.
I just picked up a paddle, and he found it. He was like, you play ping pong? I was like, yeah. He said, you want to play? I was like, oh my, I don't play ping pong.
Oh my gosh.
I don't play ping pong. And I was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, here we go. I didn't even know the rules. Like, you have to hit it on the ground first. Like,
yeah.
The ground. See, you have to hit it on the table and then hit it over. And he goes, you want to go first? He goes, you go first. But I didn't know what to do. I go, no, you go first. You're the guest.
Crash course.
Yeah. And I'm watching, he hits it, and I'm like, okay. I think he beat me, like, I don't know, 21-0. Before we got to 21-0, he was like, you don't know how to play. And he quit. We quit. And he walked off.
You have no idea.
He's like, you don't know how to play. And he walked off. And then I told him that story, and he goes, yeah, it sounds about like me.
Yeah.
He's awesome now, but that's really cool. So you don't put Dave Grohl up there, though. It's your top 5.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's so hard. Dave Grohl would be up there.
He's such
There's
a,
so many.
He's such an intense, positive energy when he performs.
Yeah.
And he screams, and I don't want to throw that word scream around, but he screams right on key.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect. And I've seen him 9 times, and it's always been one of the greatest shows I've ever seen every single time.
Yeah.
Have you seen him live?
Never seen Dave. I've on YouTube
mm-hmm.
every day, every single day. I just watch Dave Grohl. I really like going back to like the Nirvana days and watching Dave young because I like look at him
like
really
straight,
young.
Straight hair, yes. Long hair, goofy playing the drums.
Just grunge, yeah. Just really grunge. And I like look back at that and I look at him and I go, all right, what has he done from then to now to better his life? Because if he was doing these things at 22, probably shouldn't do those. What has he done? He's a super big role model. Yeah, like looking at him through the phone, I just go, man, I would be best friends with this guy, I feel like.
It's interesting, too, because, you know, he's in Nirvana and he is starting to do the Foo Fighters, but he's doing, it's all him. It was all just mm-hmm. him. I mean, he created all that himself, all the instruments, everything.
Yeah.
And he talks about, you know, he gave it to, showed to Kurt, and Kurt's like, great, that's all. You know, so he had already been on that a bit. And I think at times, and obviously I'm way older than you, but I grew up a massive Nirvana fan, massive Foo Fighters mm-hmm. fan. Like that for me was when I was a kid. And to watch him come out of Nirvana, possibly one of the top, depending on decade, top 10 biggest rock groups of all time, because Nirvana made the whole 90s mm-hmm. sound. They were the first one.
Yep.
And for him to go from something that big to something else that's massive.
Yeah.
That really aren't connected.
Yeah. He did it twice. He did it twice in his life.
I don't think he gets the respect, and he gets a lot of respect, but I don't think he gets what he deserves. I would argue, and this would be an interesting conversation, that he is right now America's biggest rock star. He's a little older, but who would be a bigger rock star than Dave Grohl? Meaning success, relevance, history. Who's an American rock star? Rolling Stones are still dead, so they're not dead. They're still alive, but they're British.
Yeah,
right. And I'm counting the old people, but once you get certain old, you're not even rock. Coldplay is a massive rock band that's still here, not American. Name a bigger American rock star.
I don't think there is. Dave Grohl.
That's it.
Yeah. And he's like, the craziest part about him is he's never lost momentum. He's always just been Dave
Grohl. And they just
put
out another record, and it was massive again. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean,
Foo Fighters just put another record out?
Yeah, like a year ago or so. That's what I mean. Like, just meaning they're in their 50s.
Yeah.
And that's just, and it was relevant even then.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool to hear your influences. And it's also pretty cool that you're honest about them.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. I like that too. I'm just a big fan. I'm a big fan now, even more so after spending time with you because.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Like, I enjoy what you're about. It's just, all right. This has presented itself. I really love it. And I want to work really hard to do it. And you don't know the rules, and that's great.
Yep.
And if you're going to get in trouble, you have people now that'll stop you from getting in trouble.
Yeah, they'll be like, well, we can't do that, but.
Like, that might put you in jail, but I like where your mind was.
Yeah.
I do want to play Fall in Love. Mike, if you could play that, please.
My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't want to fall in love. Oh, 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 oh. You don't want to fall in love.
Top 40 at radio right now?
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is a whole different animal, meaning you have a lot of people that are going to come to shows, but it's just a different kind of, and I say radio to me is radio, it's satellite. It's, it's anything where the mass population that is not extremely tuned into the digital space, where they just hear things and they become fans of. That's a game. The space you're going into now is a game changer because you already got one unlock and you keep putting stuff there. You're going to hold that unlock because of who you are and how good you are. But man, you start to become just everywhere once you hit freaking radio.
You can change somebody's, like, an artist's life so many ways, but if you go to radio and you have a song do good.
Like, people's aunts didn't know who you are.
Yeah.
Random people's aunts, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, I know, I've heard of Bailey.
Oh, yeah, and I think it's so funny talking about radio. Small towns, hometowns of artists, you're never, like, a big artist until you're on, like, the highway or until you're on, you know, FM.
That someone can actually listen to in their car, whatever it is. You're not big until then.
Yep. No, I saw him. I was on the way to Casey's and hell, he came on the radio. He must be getting pretty big, you know?
Yeah.
So I've always thought it is so funny how nobody really knows like music industry unless you're really in it, you know? So radio is a weird thing that I'm still trying to learn. I'm still trying to understand it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's anything to understand. I get pissed at it all the time.
Yeah.
The whole situation. Well, man, it's really cool. Like, keep at it. I'm anxious to see how you just kill it.
Dude, thank you, man.
You know, you came in, I was like, yeah, we'll see how this guy is. It'd probably be a douchebag. And you can't. You're not. You're just not. And I'm super pumped that we were able to make this happen. I was with my manager. This is how it happened. I was with my manager, and we were talking about just general consumption. And he said, Bailey Zimmerman is like one or two this week. And I heard it and whatever. People are always telling me that things are good or things are not good. And so I was like, oh, cool. So Mike, who's like my main guy here, my producer, my right-hand guy in everything I do, I was like, hey, I know anything about it. I don't know who you were. I was like, Bailey Zimmerman, what's the deal? Apparently she's killing it. Like I said earlier, I said, apparently she's killing it. And Mike goes, we talking about the same Bailey Zimmerman? Because the one I know is not a she. And
yeah.
I was like, whoever it is, I need to know what's up.
Yeah.
And so then I found out what's up, and I saw like all your dad and listened to your songs and stuff, and I was like, okay, I'm into it.
Yeah.
And then now getting to spend time with you, it's like I might be your biggest fan. I might be your number one fan.
Hey,
list. That's it. I'm paying for mean greets, buddy.
Dude, I've been your biggest fan. I saw Mitchell's wife, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Megan.
I saw Mitchell Timpany.
Yes.
Yes.
Megan. I saw her cry on her tour bus because you like you had her on your show and stuff, yeah. And I thought, dude, I want to cry. I want to do that. Like, I want to be on Bobby Bones. Like, that would be so sick because I like just, you know, going around Nash listening to you like, hey, like my stylist. She was like, yeah, that's Bobby Bones' house. I'm like, man, maybe one day I'll get to go over there and like do that show or something. So
dude, now that's we're here. Awesome. You're here. Well, you should come up whenever you're good and we got a whole stage at the studio. You play one morning. It'll be awesome.
Dude, I'm in.
It'll be awesome.
I've not actually played a radio show yet like that.
Really?
Where it's like, hey, 8 a.m. we're going to come in and we're going to play. I've not done that yet.
Well, I know it sounds exciting, but kind of sucks because you're like, 8 a.m.? I never sing at 8 a.m.
Hey.
We just had Cody Johnson in and he did a bunch of songs and he was like, man, I don't know. And Cody plays for 20,000 people a night.
Yeah, every night.
Yeah, and he's like, man, singing in the morning, this kind of sucks. And I'm like, I know. Imagine waking up at 3 to do this stupid show for 5 hours.
Stupid show.
And it's awesome, but you don't like to. I don't like it being early. That part of it sucks. Well, keep it up, man. I'm really, really pumped for you.
Yeah, thank you, man.
It's exciting to see all that you're accomplishing, and it sounds like you have your priorities in check. You got your boys you came up with.
Yep.
You're still running with them. Yeah. That's such an awesome story. And I'll end on this, in that it's such a story, and you know, in 5 years, 10 years, we'll see where it takes you. But like, when you talk to Garth or when you talk to Dave Grohl, they've had this small group of folks the whole time. And that has been a bit of what has at times kept them centered either as a human or creatively.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a little bit of both, sometimes one or the other. But yeah, you and your boy.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are doing it for a long, long time.
I will never get rid of him, so...
I mean, famous last words. I love it. We'll
save that clip.
Yeah, well, yeah. And maybe he wants to get rid of you. So let's not act like that. Hey. It's all you.
Hey.
Tell your mom I said hello.
Will do.
She sounds awesome. If she ever comes down and she's here, we should bring her to the show. Bring her up and we'll do the whole thing.
Have mom on the Bobby Bones show.
Absolutely. I love a supportive mom that is just like living through their kid and someone that you call and like, hey, this is happening. And I feel like that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you guys, go follow Bailey. Bailey.Zimmerman on both TikTok and Instagram.
Yep, yes, sir.
And that's it. I got nothing. Mike, is there anything you want to say? This has been one of the most fun interviews I've done in a long time.
Very refreshing sit down.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, it gets to be pretty douchey. And so it's awesome. This has been really fun for me. No,
I was super nervous.
You were?
I was nervous, man. Like, okay, honestly, I thought maybe Bobby's a douche.
Yeah,
like,
no,
maybe
I get
Bobby's
it.
A douche.
Yeah,
maybe,
I feel
like
that.
I'm so nervous to go into these rooms and with these random people because you know how it is. Like, it's very easy to get off the ground when you're a person of interest and people know who you are when you go around. And so going in here, I was like, oh, I really hope Bobby's just like a chill dude and we can just hang. And
well, I think at this point, I am. I think I got to this town. It was normal. I was like, wow, I can't believe it. I had a couple years where things blew up really fast. I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, and I had my douche. Mm-hmm. 18 months or so, because I was just confused. And I was like, well, maybe I am way cooler than I was wrong. I was way less cool than I actually thought. And so, but now I know that. And I'll leave with this. And I've had a couple friends that are artists that started. I was like, you're going to kill it. I can just see it. I can see it already. You're going to kill it. This is going to be a long career for you. You're going to be super successful. It's just try to shorten your douche years as much as you can.
Yeah.
You're going to have a couple douche months on the minimal. But it's have good people around you. Hopefully they're douches with you. You get to live that out.
Yeah.
And then you get back to normal and you're like, remember that douche 18 months we had? Let's never do that again.
Let's not do that again.
So, but you're owed that. So just don't be a douche to me. We're all good. You can be a douche to everybody else.
Yeah.
You're owed a good douche 18 months and then back at it, you know?
Yeah, next time.
All right. Is your mom going to listen to this, you think?
What's
her name?
Christy.
You are more than welcome. If Bailey's ever like, hey, I'm going to Bobby's show, you come with him. I would love to meet you. And I hope you're super proud of him. You got a good kid. You stop vaping?
That's sick. Yeah.
And he stopped vaping.
Yeah.
That's right. Because that's
voice.
That's what it is.
They'd
like
kill
if you want to care about your professional career, you got to take care of things.
Yep.
And so, all right, there he is. All right, Bailey Zimmerman, follow Bailey. Tickets, I'd say get them. There are a couple shows where there's like 3 tickets left and they're all in separate parts of the venue. So he's selling out like crazy. But if he comes, go see him. All right, Bailey, good to see you, buddy.
All right, good to see you, man.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.